today on Real Radio.
Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. You're supposed to read it yourself.
Well, is there an app for that?
Read it. Can I just hit the app and I get faith? No! Read the Bible.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his topical series called You Need to Know. This collection of lessons has begun with scriptural observations on the nature of the one true God. There are attributes about our Creator that are revealed in His Word. Now, that includes His Holy Spirit and His numerous functions. These are the areas our teacher will explore today in his mini-series called You Need to Know All About God, the Holy Spirit. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Can your foot get up and leave you right now? Imagine that. There goes your foot right there. Can you imagine? I'm sick and tired of being. I'm always hidden. Nobody gets to see me. I'm breaking out of here. Your foot can't do that. Is it therefore not of the body? Of course it's of the body. If the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? Isn't that great? If the whole were hearing, where would the smell be? But now God has set the members, each of them, in the body just as He pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? Isn't that awesome? God has placed each of us, each one of us. You know, last week we gathered together and you prayed. Hands were laid upon you, or you were prayed over and you asked the Lord, Lord, here I am, fill me with your Holy Spirit and use me. And in the days and in the weeks, God's going to be using you. If He hasn't already, I've already heard reports how God's been using people. How does that work? Because listen, some of us are elbows, some of us are fingers, some of us are noses, some of us are mouths, some of us are feet, some of us are knees in the body of Christ. One of my favorite verses, I love this verse. It's a great verse. It's Amos 3:3. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? Man, that's a great verse for marriage. That's a great verse for a team. That's a great verse for a company. Listen, without this verse in a church, it ain't a church. I'm just a human. Believe me, I'm more aware of that than you are. But I try to get every bit of effort. You guys know this if you come here. I try to give as much Bible as possible so the sermons don't fail. Because if the sermons have Bible in it, then it's a winner. Yeah, but you weren't funny that day. Doesn't matter if it's Bible. But, well, listen, when the Bible goes out, it affects people. And some people, how is it? How do you explain this? Because I hear it all the time. Somebody will be sitting down and they'll tell me that sermon, that was like a water hose being shot at my life. I've been refreshed. The very same person sitting next to them said, you know what, it made me disgusted. I can't stand this place. I can't stand you, and I'll never be back. How do you explain that? How do you explain that an 8-year-old kid will come up to me and say, Pastor Jack, I understood today for the first time ever what Jesus did for me. And a 90-year-old man will come and say the exact same thing. How do you explain that? Exactly, Angie. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. If doctrine goes out, the Holy Spirit will take it, and He's the one that ministers in this body. He's the one that goes to work. And in some ways, I'm just a spectator, but what does he do? He unifies the body. Look, you may be white, you may be black, you may be Portuguese. You think God cares? You may be rich, you may be poor, you may be middle class in between. You think God cares? You know what He cares about? He cares about us being one. Isn't it amazing? All around the world for thousands of years, people by the Holy Spirit speak. Listen, there's Christians in China. We've never met them. And they think and they believe just like you. How does that happen? The Holy Spirit uses God's doctrine. That's how He unifies the body of Christ. Yeah, but what if somebody runs out of the church with their hair on fire because they don't like what was said? They're not part of the unification. They may be religious, but they're not part of the body of Christ. They can't stomach the Spirit using the Word. Number 14, all about God the Holy Spirit is that God the Holy Spirit is restraining evil. Did you know that? This is absolutely crazy amazing. God the Holy Spirit restrains evil. John 16, verse 7. Jesus said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage. It's way better for you guys that I go away." So weird, huh? So strange that he would say that. "For if I do not go away, the Helper, that is the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin." Mark that in your Bible. Number two, of righteousness. Number three, of judgment. Judgment of sin. Because why? They do not believe in me. Or of righteousness. Because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Verse 11, of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. A reference to Satan. That's awesome. Think of that. When Jesus died at the cross and rose again from the grave, Satan was dealt an incurable blow. Oh, he's running around making life horrible for you and me. See, why doesn't he just leave me alone now? I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven, right? That's right. Why doesn't he just leave me alone? Because listen, if he can mess up your life as a Christian, he can mess up your family. He can mess up people who are watching you. There's people watching your life to determine if they should be a Christian or not. They may not read a Bible. They're reading you. That's why, listen, I want to encourage you. Did you guys have Thanksgiving with a bunch of non-believers, right? Didn't you? Right, did we? Listen, did somebody get upset? Did somebody say, "I'm sick of this, always putting God in the middle of things"? Listen, he's not only in the middle, he's all around the outside too, and he's just everywhere. He's all of it. But listen, the person, like old J. Vernon McGee, remember J. Vernon McGee? Yeah. J. Vernon McGee. He would say, when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps the loudest is the one that got hit. When you throw truth out and people freak, listen, 10 people will say, "Oh, whatever." But there's one person freaking, they're the person closest to the kingdom. They're the closest. It's affecting them. They're like, "Oh!" Why are they freaking out? Because truth went to work in them. Say, "Thank you, Pastor. That explains my uncle now perfectly fine." Or, "Hey, we all have relatives like that. Don't give up." But listen, Satan wants to sterilize the Christians so they don't reproduce. And Satan wants to blind the non-believers so that they can never live. It's awesome to know that the Holy Spirit, it's remarkable, but he still restrains evil. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, one of the most amazing verses, you guys mark this down, 2 Thessalonians 2, the chapter is amazing. But in verse 3 it says, "Let no one deceive you." The word in Greek means stop being deceived, believer. It means wake up. It means you're being tricked. So don't be tricked anymore. "By any means, for that day will not come," that is the coming of the Lord, "unless the falling away, apostasia, comes first, and the man of sin is revealed." You guys know him by the name of the Antichrist, his title, the man that's coming. He's also known, look, as the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God. That's coming to Jerusalem someday. Showing himself that he is God. Isn't that amazing? During the tribulation period, this guy, this world-renowned politician, is going to go to Jerusalem, to a newly rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, and he's going to declare himself to be actually the one responsible for bringing it all together. He's the one responsible. You didn't create that job. He gave you that job. You didn't create that street. He gave you that street. You didn't create that nation. He gave you that nation. This guy's going to take credit for everything, and he's going to announce to the world, "I'm God." And you know what the world's going to do? They're going to go like this. Yeah, he's God. They're going to believe him. In fact, it's that statement, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us, that the Jews, when they see that, are going to flee at the midpoint of the tribulation period. That yet is coming. Hey, if you hear people attempting to build a temple in Jerusalem, we are getting close. So, listen, 2 Thessalonians goes on. Are you guys with me? We're almost done. Are you with me? Verse 5, he says there, "Do you not remember that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he," notice, capital H, "only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of," hello, listen, "out of the way." Nowhere in the Bible does it say the Holy Spirit leaves the earth. He's taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit steps aside. Watch what happens. "Then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders." Watch this, everybody. When the Bible says that he is hindering or holding, restraining until he is taken out of the way, every one of you have played football or watched it. The Greek word means this. It means to be holding back evil. Think of an offensive lineman. The quarterback drops back into the pocket to throw a pass. What are the linemen doing? They're like this, holding back the evil of the other side, right? So that the quarterback can get the ball away. That's the word. The Holy Spirit's holding back evil right now. Ladies and gentlemen, today, in the 21st century, right now, the Holy Spirit is holding back evil. Let me ask you this question while I say that. Is there evil in the world? Yes. Is it getting bad? Yes. What's happening? The Holy Spirit's holding back evil, but evil is reaching an apex. It's reaching a peak. And at some point, listen, the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit's going to go like this. Whew, go. He's just going to stop holding it back. And it's going to rush. And the Bible tells us that in that moment when that happens, this lawless one will be revealed. This Antichrist, Mr. 666 on his license plates. Right? I shouldn't have said that because some of your cars have that number on your license plate. Not you, some other guy. He's restraining evil. I was talking to a police officer recently, and he was in the L.A. Central Jail, and they were doing a special training thing, and they were going from cell to cell, and they went into this area, and I won't give much details, except that there was one of the inmates was in there, and they were saying, "Now, this guy's really, really mental." When he began to explain it, I don't think the guy was mental at all. I think the guy was demon-possessed. And when they went in and they looked, the guy looks at them, takes his thumbs, and plucks out his eyeballs right in front of them, crushes them, his eyes. Humans don't do that to humans, ladies and gentlemen. You don't do that to yourself. You think that's evil? I think that's evil. Where a mother at USC Medical Center looks at TV, sees how evil the world is, takes a single-edged razor blade and cut the eyes out of her nursing baby because she said, "I don't want my baby to see the evil that's in the world." That's sick and that is evil. That's insane. Are you with me, everybody? Stuff to make you sick. According to the Bible, the world ain't seen nothing yet. Because if that stuff's happening with the restraining influence of the Holy Spirit today, imagine when he lets it go. The depravity that's in the human heart, and especially when the human heart is yielded over to the powers of Satan. It's unthinkable. And number 15, we end with this. God the Holy Spirit equips the Christian for life. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. That's exactly what you're doing right now. You say, "Pastor, this is boring. This is boring, learning all this stuff." Hello, the Bible says, next slide. Where are we at? There you go. Next slide. Here you go. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. You drive your car based upon certain rules created by the manufacturer. You change the oil when they say so, and you take it to them to get it fixed. You've been created by God, and God says this word is all you need to study for the instruction of life. Look, he goes on. For reproof, that is the word of God, corrects us. For correction, it disciplines us. For instruction, gives us the right way to go in righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Bible says this is what you need. Read more Bible. Study more Bible. I just read in fact, I posted on my Facebook this morning. There's an epidemic among young people today, 30 years of age or younger. They won't read their Bibles. And then they're blaming the church for having not taken care of them or not, I lost my faith going to church. Of course you lost your faith going to church. Church is not what gives you faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. You're supposed to read it yourself.
Well, is there an app for that?
Read it. Is there a faith app? Can I just hit the app and I get faith? No! Read the Bible. You're doing it to yourself. Read the word. Be equipped. Gosh, I sound old. But I was young once. And I read the Bible. You can do it. I know you can. You can read it. Ephesians 5:18. And think of this in light of last Sunday and now today. Ephesians 5:18. Do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation. Remember this, church, but be filled. Remember what the Greek word means? Be constantly, over and over again, filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit equips the Christian for life. 1 Corinthians 12. Beginning at verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Be informed. Know this. Verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. And to another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. And to another, different kinds of tongues. To the other, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Holy Spirit. Look at that, capital S, Holy Spirit, works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. That's what I'm excited to see what happens from last Sunday. Because you as a Christian should be able to say, well, I know I have the gift of evangelism or the gift of administration or the gift of Ephesians 4:11. And he himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, some pastor teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up, the encouraging of the body of Christ. Here's the reason. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge, that's doctrine, of the Son of God, to a perfect or complete man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, watch this, listen to this, tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
Well, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Final verse, Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, and so do I to you. I beg you, I plead with you. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Think of that for a moment. Your body. You know your body? I'm talking about your body. Your skin. You think when God says present your body, he's talking about what part of your body? All of your body. Does that mean your fingers? Does it mean your eyes? Nose? Feet? Parts we can't mention publicly? Did they belong to him? They're his. Are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Then you know what? Everything you are is his. And he says, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to present your body to me. I can't be presenting my body to him and to some harlot at the same time. I can't present my body to him and be sleeping with my neighbor. I can't present my body to him and be into porn. All of me. So watch. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. That's the word for worship. Isn't that cool? And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If proclaiming or prophesying, that is teaching or not teaching, but holding forth the word of God, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. And we read it a moment ago, ministering and the like. God does this. The Holy Spirit at work. We end this topic with this encouragement again. Live constantly. Prepare your mind. You're going to leave this place in a moment. When you walk out of these doors, don't think like this. Whew, wow. Went to church. That's done. Got that done today. One more check off the honey-do list. Got to mow the lawn before it rains. Went to church. Mow the lawn. No. Guess what? When you start your lawnmower, the Holy Spirit's mowing the lawn with you. But Pastor, we're going to go to Nordstrom's. There's a big sale today. He's there too. He's actually at Nordstrom's. The Lord is. He's there. He's everywhere you go. And we are to be living like that. And when we live like that, listen, everything gets exciting. And I'm wondering if you're hearing this in closing. Are you hearing this where today are you saying, oh my goodness, yes, that's awesome. Or are you saying, really? Kind of thought he didn't go over there when he, you know. No. Would you define your faith as thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not? I feel sorry for you. Or is your faith defined as thou gets to est? Thou gets to us, thou gets to us do this, thou gets to do that, thou gets to do all this other stuff. I hope it's in the positive.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called You Need to Know All About God, the Holy Spirit. It's actually part of a mini-series that goes by this title, and it's taken from Pastor Jack's collection of lessons on the essentials of our faith. It's called You Need to Know. We'll continue with more of You Need to Know on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. You know, it seems that the cameras of the world are all pointing to Israel these days. Have you ever wondered why? Because people all over the globe, including unbelievers, seem to know that this nation in the Middle East, which is only about the size of New Jersey, has been, for a long time, the hot spot of the planet and will be in the future. Now, you really need to be informed about what Scripture says about Israel. That's why we're making this special offer for your gift of any amount to this broadcast outreach known as Real Radio. We'll send you the DVD, Update Israel, from the Golan Heights. Pastor Jack and his good friend Amir discuss today's news, ISIS, the Iranian threat, America's role in the world, the flexing of Russia's muscles, and the pressure that's being put on Israel. They pass the mic back and forth as they walk through the key passages that deal with what is actually happening before our eyes. Now, I've watched this DVD. I was riveted. It's a great DVD. You should get it. So again, we'll send you the DVD, Update Israel from the Golan Heights, for your gift of any amount to Real Radio. Now, you might be thinking, wow, the Golan Heights. I don't know anything about that. Don't know where it is. But believe me, you'll figure it out when you listen to Pastor Jack and Amir. Whether you call, click, or write, be sure to mention it by name, Update Israel from the Golan Heights. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our phone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or you can send your contribution to our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.